Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Soul's Work Podcast, the show where we talk about exploring our spiritual journeys and uncovering our authentic selves. I'm your host, Janice Ho, and we are going to start off each episode with an intention, which is to enter this shared space from a place of honesty and to listen to the voice of fear when it arises, but ultimately move past it in order to do our soul's work. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Soul's Work Podcast. Thanks so much for joining me for episode 5. We are returning to core values today, and this is the final part of a 3-part series on core values. So you'll remember that in part 1, which was episode 2 of the podcast, I briefly introduced the concept of core values and then discussed my personal number one value in life, honesty. And in part 2 of the series, I dove into my number 2 core value, courage, and also talked about our dear fear voice. And I expanded on honesty and courage in particular because I feel like no matter what your own set of core values are, honesty and courage are so relevant to each and every one of us in both uncovering our authentic selves, you know, so understanding what it is we really want out of life, and then actually moving forward to express that authentic self. And I was really, really moved to hear from a few listeners who shared with me their own thoughts and experiences in response to listening to those episodes. Like, for example, about their own coping mechanisms. So I just want to thank you so much for that. I absolutely love hearing from you and hearing about your own stories. So if you do want to get in touch, if something in one of these episodes really resonates with you and you want to share that, please always feel free to email me at janice.sj.ho@gmail.com. So now we want to bring it all together in this episode and discuss how we can use the awareness of what our core values are, and those values are going to look different for each and every one of us, and apply that when we're making certain decisions within our everyday life. And in particular, today we're going to talk about decisions around relationships and money. There's this quote that I've heard, I don't know who it's by, but it goes something like, "We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience." And this is one of the things that I love about exploring spirituality, because it's not just about feeling like, you know, you're in the clouds having these really transcendent experiences. Although sure, maybe sometimes it can feel that way. But it's also about learning how to live within the daily realities of life in a way that still speaks authentically to our soul. And I feel that understanding and being aware of our own personal core values is a way to get us more in alignment with that authentic self within a really, really complex daily reality of life where there's a lot of other competing values and pressures and expectations in play. Okay, so really briefly, I wanted to share my remaining 4 core values. As I mentioned, honesty and courage are at the top. Then, in no particular order, I have personal growth, helping others, passion, and expression as my remaining 4. So I'm going to offer you your soul's work now and invite you to think about what your own set of core values are. And you'll probably find that you could easily create a really long list of values that you feel are important to you, but it is useful to narrow things down to a relatively short list. No real magic number here. It could be 5, could be 8. You decide. And you can sometimes incorporate a few values together. So for example, freedom is a huge one for me. So is independence, but they're kind of similar. But I do have this personal life equation of honesty plus courage equals freedom. So I feel that as long as I'm in alignment with my values of honesty and courage, I'm going to experience that freedom that I also highly value. And by the way, I did just publish a blog post about my life formula, honesty plus courage equals freedom, on janicehocreative.com. So feel free to check that out. Okay, so when you're thinking through what are your own top core values, you can ask yourself, what are those principles that you must have present in your life in order to feel fulfilled, to feel whole? And if they're missing from your life, it creates a sense of imbalance, disharmony, or dissonance inside of you. There's an article by Scott Jeffrey called Seven Steps to Discover Your Personal Core Values, where he gives a detailed step-by-step process that anyone can take to discover what their own set of core values are. And I won't go through it all, but a couple of good ideas in there about uncovering your core values is to think of a peak experience that you had in your life, a meaningful moment, and look at what values you were honoring at that time. Or do the opposite and think about that thing that always gets you angry or really frustrated. So what value in that situation isn't being honored? And he has some other great tips in that article. I will link to that in the show notes. So if you're interested in exploring your own core values, check that out. So now I want to share a couple of areas in life where I've needed to make decisions and how looking at my values list has made it a whole lot easier to choose the right thing for me to do. And one of those areas is relationships. So have you ever met two people who are really awesome individually, but together as a couple, they're not quite the right fit? Well, it's not to say that it's always about a mismatch in their core values, but it can be. So maybe one person really values balance and stability, but the other person, they live by risk and growth, which for them involves constant change in order for them to feel fulfilled in life. Or maybe it's not that the two people have conflicting values per se, but that one person just really value something. So say, for example, responsibility. They really value responsibility. And it's not that the other person values like the opposite of that. It's just that they don't care as much about responsibility. It's not like a really top core value for them. And so maybe the way that they go about their life, you know, their attitude towards work or how they take care of the house or not, really just ends up getting under that other person's skin. And I've come to realize how important it is for me personally to be with someone who has similar values. So passion, yep, that's got to be there. Personal growth is another value of mine. And I do need to feel like my partner and I are growing together in a relationship. Like if a year has passed, I wouldn't want to feel like we're in the exact same place as we were when we started. Whereas, hey, maybe some guys would be perfectly happy for things to stay exactly the same, because maybe for them, that speaks to their value of stability, for example. And if honesty is my number one core value and I'm not able to have really open communication with the other person, I don't feel like I can ask them direct questions about where I stand with them. I feel like they're sending me mixed messages all the time instead of being really straightforward about how they feel. Then I'm going to be really frustrated in that relationship. Because remember, these are not just small things to us. Core values are at the center of what we believe in and stand for. So since articulating my core values for myself, I have taken that list and actually journaled and reflected on, hey, are my values here being met or supported, at least in this particular relationship? Because I keep getting really frustrated with the situation that keeps occurring. And sure enough, that reflection has led to the realization that I was not able to honor some of my core values within the context of that relationship. And perhaps in thinking about your own situation, not to rock the boat or anything, but in all honesty, though, if you do feel like there's a sense of disconnect somewhere in your relationship, it could be worth taking a look at whether that could be stemming from a disconnect in your core values. And you may not know exactly what your partner's core values are, but if you do know your own, you can probably make a pretty good judgment as to whether your partner either shares the same value or maybe they don't exactly. And that might be entirely okay. It's up to you, really. But they at least complement it. And this doesn't just have to be with romantic relationships. Like when it comes to choosing your friends, especially your closest ones, I'd say that having common values can also be really important to consider. Okay, here is another area in our everyday life where being clear on our values can be so helpful. Money. Particularly spending money, or saving it, depending on how you want to look at it. So I just watched a great episode of Marie TV where host Marie Forleo interviewed David Bach, a financial expert and author who believes that when it comes to money, we shouldn't actually be starting with the numbers, but with our values. So he says, when your values are clear, your financial decisions become easy. So, you know, everyone will say yes to the question, do you want to be rich or even just financially stable? But he says that when asked why, like, why do you want to be rich? People automatically jump to thinking about a goal as their answer. So, like being able to buy a nice house or having X amount of dollars for their retirement. And while goals are important, you have to, in his words, take your values and align them with your goals so that they come together and then nothing can hold you back. So this has actually been something that has really come into play for me lately while I'm not making as much money as I used to when I was working in my former career as a researcher. Now I have to watch what I spend a whole lot more. And when I'm in the situation of, say, having a craving to eat out, which used to be one of the biggest areas that I spent money on, I no longer try to reason with myself that I have this amount of dollars allocated in my budget to eating out and I can't go over that number. Because you know what? 9 times out of 10 when I used to do that, I would just say screw it and go over my budget. But now when I'm in that situation, I think instead about how much I value freedom. Freedom of my time in particular. And how if I spend my money on eating out in that instance, when I don't really need to, I can go home and eat, it will then lead to me having to work my paid job just a little bit more to cover that expense, which then means I'm losing out on the time I have to do my unpaid work, my creative work, the work that I love to do, this podcast, writing my book. And that is the thought that keeps me from spending my money on something that I know I'm actually not going to value as much as my time later on. By the way, I find that if I'm applying core values to these different contexts of money or maybe even work, like what kind of job would be in alignment with my values, I may find it helpful to include other values than just my top core 6. There's no strict rules here, so just do what works best for you. Okay, so back to money. You can think about your own values when it comes to getting clear on what it is that you're earning money for, saving money for, or as David asks, are you spending money in a way that is getting you closer to your values or further away from them? And one last quote from him, which I love, and that speaks to this whole uncovering of your core values and authentic self, is that the key about values is that it's God-given. People are basically born perfect. You're good the way you are. It's inside of you. The magic pill that we're all looking for, it's already in you. You just have to get clear about it. And if you do want to uncover a bit more of your authentic self, well, y'all know what your soul's work is this week. So make that list of your own set of core values and just get a little bit more clear on who you are, what you really hold near and dear to you as really important, and what principles you want guiding you in your everyday life decisions, big or small. And if you want to share that list of values here, I would absolutely love to hear from you. You can leave a comment on thesoulsworkpodcast.com for this episode, episode 5, Core Values. Or if you want to message me directly, you can always email me at janice.sj.ho@gmail.com. So to close off, I wanted to share a bit of a conversation between Brené Brown and Oprah on Oprah's Super Soul Conversations podcast, where they spoke about values, just as an extra nudge of encouragement to you. So Brené was talking about going into the arena of life, basically, whether that means a new relationship or a difficult conversation. And she said that the only thing you need when you go in is clarity of values and faith. So she says, I'm standing in my faith. I'm standing in my values. You cannot knock me over. And I agree with this 100% because your values is your own truth. It's not about one person's values being better than someone else's. It's not about one person being right and the other person being wrong. You know, as I said before, you can have two amazing individuals who just might not be the greatest match together. And that could be a result of them having conflicting values. So it's not about comparison, but it's what you have determined is honest and right for you. And as long as you're making decisions and being in alignment with what is truly honest for you, you can't go wrong. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for sharing this safe space with me with an open mind and an open heart. Let's keep in touch. You can find me at thesoulsworkpodcast.com where you'll find all the episodes and show notes. And all of the articles and videos I referenced in today's episode will be linked to there. You can also visit me at janicehocreative.com where my blog and some of my music lives. And follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, or FM Player at the Soul's Work Podcast, please do leave a rating and review if you're enjoying the show so that other people can join us here as well. And I just want to give a special shout out to Sheena Yap Chan, who is the host of the Tao of Self-Confidence podcast. Thank you, Sheena, for being my very first reviewer on Apple Podcasts. Lots of love to you. Go check out her awesome podcast. You can also follow my Facebook page at Janice Ho Creative, on Instagram at Janice Ho Images, and on Twitter at Janice Ho Tweets. And as I said before, feedback on the show, any questions or suggestions for future topics are also welcome. I'd love to hear from you, so please feel free to shoot me an email at janice.sj.ho@gmail.com. I would absolutely love for you to have a part in shaping the evolution of this podcast. Thanks again, lots of love and self-love, and see you on the next episode of the Soul's Work podcast.